the golden windows. All day long, the little boy worked hard in field, in barn, and shed, for his people were poor farmers and could not pay a workman. But at sunset, there came an hour that was all his own, for his father had given it to him. Then the boy would go up to the top of a hill and across at another hill that rose some miles away. On this far hill stood a house with windows of clear gold and diamonds. They shone and blazed so that it made the boy wink to look at them. But after a while, the people in the house put up the shutters, as it seems, and it looked like a common farmhouse. The boy supposed they did this because it was supper time, and then he would go into the house and have supper of bread and milk, and so to bed. One day, the boy's father called him and said, "You have been a good boy and have earned a holiday. Take this day for your own, but remember that God gave it, and try to learn some good thing." The boy thanked his father and kissed his mother. Then he put a piece of bread in his pocket and started off to find the house with the golden windows. It was pleasant walking. His bare feet made marks in the white dust, and when he looked back, the footprints seemed to be following him and making company for him. Shadow, too, kept beside him and would dance around with him as he played. So it was very cheerful. By and by, he felt hungry, and he sat down by a brown brook that ran through the other hedge by the roadside, and ate its bread and drank the clear water. Then he scattered the crumbs for the birds, as his mother had taught him to do, and went on his way. After a long time, he came to the high green hill, and when he had climbed the hill, there was the house on the top. But it seems that the shutter went up, for he could not see the golden windows. He came up to the house, and then he could well have wept, for the windows were of clear glass, like any others, and there was no gold anywhere but them. A woman came to the door and looked kindly at the boy and asked him what he wanted. "I saw the golden window for our hilltop," said, "and I came to see them, but now they are only glass." The woman shook her head and laughed. "We are poor farming people," she said, "and are not likely to have gold about our windows, but glass is better to see through." She bade the boy sit down on the broad stone step at the door and brought him a cup of milk and cake and bade him rest. Then she called her daughter, a child of his own age, and nodded kindly at the two, and went back to the hawk. The little girl was barefoot like himself, and wore a brown cotton gown, but her hair was golden like the windows he had seen, and her eyes were blue like the sky at noon. She led the boy about the farm, and showed him her black calf with a white star on its forehead. And he told her about his oven at home, with its red like a chestnut, with four white feet. Then when they had eaten an apple together, and so had become friends, the boy asked her about the golden windows. The little girl nodded, and said she knew all about them, only he had mistaken the house. "You have come quite the wrong way," she said. "Come with me, and I will show you the house with the golden windows. And then you will see you for yourself." They went to a knoll that was behind the farmhouse, and as they went, the little girl told him that the golden windows could only be seen at a certain hour about sunset. "Yes, I know that," said the boy. When they reached the top of the knoll, the girl turned and pointed, and they are on a hill far away, stood a house with windows of clear gold and diamond, just as he had seen them. And when they looked again, the boy saw that it was his own home. Then he told the little girl that he must go, and he gave her his best bible, the white one with the red band, and he had carried for a year in his pocket. And she gave him a 3-horse chestnut, one like satin, one smooth, and one white like milk. He kissed her and promised to come again, but he did not tell her what he had learned. And so he went back down the hill, and the little girl stood in the sunset like and watched him. The way home was long, and it was dark before the boy reached his father's house. But lamp like and fire like shone through the wood, the windows, making them almost as bright as he had seen them from the hilltop. And when he opened the door, his mother came to kiss him, and his little sister ran to throw her arms about his neck, and the father looked up and smiled from his seat by the fire. "Have you had a good day?" asked his mother. "Yes, the boy had had a very good day." "And have you learned anything?" asked his father. "Yes," said the boy, "I have learned that our house was windows of gold and diamond."